Hello.
Hi, yeah, sorry, whom I'm speaking to?
This is
Hello?
Jack. Who's calling?
Hi, Jack, this is Raman here
Yes.
from Sayana Hair and Beauty.
Yes, Raman, tell me.
Yeah, so what's happening? What's the update now? Still showing the same thing.
Yes, ma'am, it's showing the same thing. I have checked with a different handset also. Okay, you have to make some changes in the settings on your handset.
Okay.
There's nothing that I can do. I have do you can you just grab hold of the handset?
Yes, I do. One sec. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You need 10. Do you see anything called the global setup, or sometimes it's also
One
called
sec.
initial setup?
There's a setup. I have seen that somewhere. One second. It's under something, I think. Global setup.
Menu or setup
I
and
open up the menu. Let me see if it's under advanced setup.
okay, because I tried it
Okay.
locally in a Panasonic handset also. It's having the same issue.
One second.
You know the correct time. Mine is showing 1 hour behind.
Okay. I'm looking
I
for
was
it.
checking
So,
online.
Where
Can
is
you see
that
global setup?
one? I don't know. I know it was there somewhere. Global setup. So where should I be? It's showing handset and answering setup, date and time, and call blocking. Okay, I got a booklet yesterday. You know, where is it, Jack? I couldn't find it, but when I was doing so many setups, it was
Okay,
showing there.
give me a handset model number. I'll see if I can
Okay,
guess it up.
it is I think double SE45.
Uniden, yeah.
Yeah, Uniden. Setup. It is showing this is under set finishing advanced setup. Yes, I opened. And then you will find ways of using this machine. So yes, Jack, I'm under that thing. So what we need to do?
Okay, so in global setup, you are in global setup now?
Yeah, it's like I checked in ChatGPT, it's showing it's under everything is under in that which undergoes advanced setup. Is this is what you need to label as global setup in some cases.
Do you see anything like CIW, CW, time adjust, or caller ID time sync?
One second. It's showing the set line mode, VMIW setup, added voicemail, insert 0 to something, time adjustment. Is that one?
Seen time adjustment?
I can see that, yeah.
Do you see something often on or off? Like CIDC time adjust on or off?
Not here. It's saying set line mode. Let me check. No, nothing is here.
Or caller ID
Yes,
time
sir.
sync?
VMWI reset. It's saying yes or no. In I don't know. Voice
VM would be voicemail.
It's not for this one.
Caller ID time sync.
Caller ID time sync. One second. And then time adjustment, just showing the time adjustment, and under that one, I think setup, reminder setup, date and time, call blocking, messages, that's it, handset.
Anything like caller ID time sync?
Okay, it's showing, no, it's showing caller announce, LCD contrast key, touch panel, no, nothing is here. You can
time adjust it, time sync.
I don't know. Select global setup, advanced setup, and you will find video such as voice menu. So what do we need actually? I can search it on.
So caller ID time auto update. That we need to disable.
One second. I have seen these things. Make sure ID is active. Caller ID server must be enabled by your phone provider. Okay, and then advanced setup, global setup, press OK. CID, CISO caller ID on the call waiting. So find caller ID settings. It's saying accept the global advanced setup. That's what I'm doing. This is my phone, yeah. Okay, press menu, okay, and then use arrow up and down key, call blocking. And then advanced setup, yes, I can see that. And then global setup, okay. Find caller ID settings.
Yes, there would be caller ID sync.
There's nothing under this one. Home or back until you return to standard caller ID. Yeah, same caller ID. Even if this one second. See caller ID. Is turned on your phone. There is an additional global address. Global setup. Back or home phone. Let's go to see. Okay, if you have any other phone with the distance competent, power cords, reset the unit and connect the power cord and phone line for the day. Natural path and again, my line. Ask your provider like M-Phone, Telstra, is caller ID enabled or on my line?
Yes, that's yes, it's on. That's why you're seeing the time. That's how you're seeing the numbers, ma'am.
But I think that's why I can't see it here. That, like, I don't know. Call your landline from a mobile. Does your mobile show your landline number? If yes, caller ID is being sent correctly. If no, your phone provider.
No, this is a time issue. This is not caller ID issue, ma'am. You would see something like I was checking online as well. Caller ID then? CLI is caller line identification, ma'am, where you're seeing the number that is calling
you. If I can see the number, yeah, it means then I can see the time. Now that's what it means. That is
so there is
your side, no?
No, yes, yes. There is something called caller ID time sync or CIDCW time adjust.
At the moment it's not showing. It is not showing me because I'm just searching it. Like, I don't know. And it's saying if it's enabled from the provider, then it will show on your phone. If it is not enabled there, it won't show caller ID option. That's what it's saying. If no, your phone provider is not sending caller ID. It's being sent correctly. Does your mobile show your landline number? Mobile show your landline number. Call your landline from a mobile. Landline from a mobile. One second. Mandeep, jadon main phone kar rahi si, tuhanu mera number show hunda si? Ho rahi si? Okay. So what should I do, Jack? Where is it? I can't see that the sync option. Under which section should I find? Recent call, intercom, handset setup, default ringtones, personal.
Under global setup, setup, global setup, anything?
I try to in under caller. Okay, go. Let me go back. Okay, intercom, answering setup. Can I see under answering setup if there is something? Now, security, ring time, record time, message alert, and call screen, answer on or off, record greetings, greeting options, security code, ring time, no, nothing else. And then we go under date and time, advanced setup.
No, not date and time. It will be date and time is showing correct only, ma'am. It's the...
That is showing. It's showing just a set line mode. VM something reset.
VM is voicemail.
And then time adjustment. That's
yeah, what is in time adjustment?
Let me see. It's It's the time auto from CID.
Yeah, remove that. Set it as off.
Second.
Off.
One sec. No, it's not letting me do anything. It's letting me go manual down or up. So should I press manual?
Manual.
One second. I don't know. I just pressed it, but it's showing nothing. It just go.
Okay.
Or, it's not going under anything. Like,
set it as manual.
Hmm.
There is no save option after changing it to manual.
No. Even if I'm pressing the other button, it's not showing me, not letting me do anything. Time adjustment, auto from CID or manual.
Manual.
I just pressed it.
Okay, let me call.
You want me to check
hold
it?
On. I'll call.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Check the time now. I'm hanging up.
Okay. No, it's again showing 1:11 a.m. It's 11:11 at the moment, but it's showing 1:11 a.m.
Okay, what is the time on your handset now?
Handset time is 11:09. And in your call, recent calls, caller ID.
Okay.
Your phone number again, I'll check it here. It's 1:11 a.m.
Okay, after you change the caller ID to manual, they are saying to go back to the menu and again set the date and time correctly. Can you just double check once?
What should I do?
So after going to the time adjust and selecting the option as manual, press end or save/OK to confirm.
One second. I didn't do that before. One second. Time adjustment. We click that one. Okay. When we press manual, what should I do?
Okay. So select manual.
Hmm.
Then press save/OK to confirm.
Save/OK.
Any option is there? Save or OK?
It's just so that... slash button and then this okay. I can press both together. Let me see. Nothing is happening. No, like when I press this, go back. It's not
can I go
going
back
inside? It's not going inside to let me do anything on or off.
Okay.
You can select recent calls, caller ID, redial calls. If I turn this off, then how come I can see the calls and everything? Because if you caller ID services, one second, because this is the thing which we receive from our provider, you know, and we. If I do it manual, how come I can receive the call information. You there, Jack?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What's the next step? What should I do? Look, I'm also searching while we're talking.
I can only think about increasing the actual.
Okay.
I'm thinking about increasing the actual time by 10 hours on your handset.
That's what Google was saying. If
then I, maybe your timings will show correct.
But why it's doing, Jack? It's not supposed to do that. That's what I can do by myself, because it was asking just to do the some adjustment from here and just change the time over here, and then it will change the time of my incoming calls. But why? Why my caller ID, it's not showing the right time? I have checked, as I told you, you know, when it was happening here in my shop, I checked my downstairs shop. And even they never checked it before. I said, okay, just do some setting and check the time. And I did their setting. I just checked set the date and time. Then I make a call to them. Literally, it was showing the right timing. We haven't done anything. So that's my point. Why it's doing that? I'm happy to change my handset as well, because I just bought this one, like, the day before yesterday, as I was telling you, if there is anything wrong with the phone, you know. But if they're not going to give me their phone, otherwise I can check if there is any, because they are using Panasonic phone, I'm using Uniton one, because it got a long range, so that's why I bought this one.
Okay.
Let me just check with them if they let me borrow their phone just for 1 second or something while you're on the phone. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, they can't because they got long wiring and everything. They said their whole phone line will stop working, you know, if they give me their phone. So I don't know what to do. What should I do? But why it's happening, Jack? My question is that it never happened before.
Ma'am, honestly, no other customer has also complained like about this issue. So this is not some, it's totally something new that we are also dealing with. But even on Panasonic handset, I've checked this morning, it's showing incorrect time. So there's some settings on the Panasonic thing also that needs to be looked into. But you know, we didn't test it because it wasn't required from our side.
Mm.
We can confirm that even on a Panasonic handset, it's showing incorrect call timing.
Okay. Yeah, because they got the Panasonic, but they are with Optus or someone else, I don't know. So I don't have any issues with Optus or someone before, you know, but only recently. But what should we do? You tell me what we can do.
See if you can
You say date and time set up at the moment, but on the phone it will show the wrong timings, right? So it's 11:20 it's showing at the moment. So what time should I type here? It's 11:20 a.m. showing. So what time should I? 10 hours. You said 10 hours go back.
So 9 p.m. But it will be then. It should be 9:20 p.m. then.
9:20. Okay, I just set it 9:20 is showing here, so you can try to call me and then we will see if it's fixed.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, check now.
Okay, I'll check it. Showing 1:23 a.m. Same timings, like it's increasing by the same time. It is not making any difference. Like 1:23 a.m.
So that is remaining unchanged. That means there is some sync setting, ma'am, in your handset that you have to check again.
So how to sync it?
It would be go to caller ID time sync.
It's not syncing.
So you have to switch it off actually. So auto sync, you have to turn it off.
There is no auto sync button now.
Time adjust, CIDCW time adjust.
Let me see.
Anything like initial setup or global setup?
It's that's what they say, set the line mode. I don't know what does that mean, insert 0 or something. What does that mean? On or off? It's off. I don't know what is it.
What is the option? Insert. Tell me.
On or off? On or off?
Under which option?
And when we go under global setup.
Okay. So it's off.
It's off.
Turn it on and see what options, if options change or you get new options.
One second. Nothing but just on. That's it. What is this set alignment? If instructed by customer service, press OK. What is this? Type A, type B, set line mode. I don't know what does that mean now. Off or A or B, I don't know. Set line mode. What is the meaning of this? Set line mode.
No, it will be in under time, ma'am. Time adjust. Caller ID time or...
No. I'm just saying, I just went under that one. It's saying set line mode. What is this? It is on, off, or type A or B. It's asking me this.
It's on at the moment.
Because I don't know. It's showing me this. I just went under inside that advanced setup. And then it was showing under set line mode. It's saying if instructed by customer service, press OK. I don't know. Then it's saying type A or type B or off.
Put it off and see.
Okay. Off. Okay. Off. Let's insert. And there is one more insert. I don't know. I'm just trying to get off, insert. For showing. Just then showing time adjustment manual or auto from CID.
Manual. Do manual.
I did it, but it's not saving, Jack. I don't know how to save this one. I'm pressing that both button together, OK, and then hash. Not letting me do anything with that. Nothing is happening. Like when we are checking online, Jack is showing look for one of these options, caller ID or call on or call waiting. Everything else I can see except this CID call. Set line mode is there, VMI reset area code something. But we can't see that set CID clock. That one when you want it controls whether your phone clock automatically updates from the caller ID sign your provider sends. If you turn CID time, the phone will automatically adjust time and date from in incoming caller ID is off, you will need to set time manually. And tell me what option it shows. Can we check if CID time not appear? Global setup was showing in my other phone.
Global setup, turn it off.
One. Huh? It's not showing me now. One second. I got another phone set yesterday. I will check it if there was. Because I bought the new phone, I thought maybe this will work. And I think in that one, it will show me that option, the global setup. Then I have to go again one second. Let me try another phone, Jack. One second.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully, we'll work it out.
Hope, yes, ma'am.
One second. My phone, that one is here. Dead. Low battery, it's not fully charged now. It's gonna take a little bit of time, Jacob. I'm just turning the other phone. I think under that one it was showing global setup yesterday.
Okay.
So under global setup. Sometimes it's saying, Jack, if your time provider's time clock is set to another time zone, then it won't change the time. Even if you change your timings up here, even you set up manually, but if mm-hmm. the time zone under your provider system clock is set up to another time zone, would you be able to check that for me? Like if there is any other time zone is set up? Because even now we change the time on my phone. You know,
uh-huh.
but still it is showing us the time which was showing before from when it's the call is incoming. It's not syncing.
Yeah, that sync only we have to turn off. I think.
It's not letting me. The phone, that one is working now. Let me see. There was a global setup, something under this phone. Okay, handset setup, global setup in this one. And then set line mode at the voicemail in this one.
CID CW time adjust or caller ID time sync.
No, same under same things are showing like time adjustment. Let me see. Okay, I'm pressing auto from CID or manual. Let me press manual here. I just did it. Can you try to? Okay, over here showing the time 11:30 a.m.
Huh.
So what you want me to do? Because it's automatically picked up that time, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so can you set this option as off?
So. Which option? Sorry.
Caller ID time sync off.
Let me see if I found any. Don't let me touch one. HD audio. Nothing is here. Global setup. Call blocking. Room monitor. Intercom. Bluetooth setup. Date and time. It's showing me date and time. That's it.
No, not date and time.
Not.
CID CW time adjust.
No. It's just showing the time adjustment. It's
under call settings or caller ID
under
settings.
Under time adjustment, it's showing auto from CID or manual.
Do manual.
So how to? Because I'm pressing it, but it's not doing anything. Do I have to press any other button to save it or something? I'm pressing OK. That's it. How to save it? I'm just pressing the middle button and then it go back. That's it. Do you want to check it now that what's happening?
Okay. Now what is the time? Now go back to the date and time and set the time correctly.
What time? Like it's showing the correct time. Date and time.
Okay. Let me call once.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, check now. Okay. I'm hanging up.
Check same. 1:35 a.m. Everything is same, Jack.
Okay, give me the model number.
The new, the previous phone number or the new one? Which one?
Give me the new one.
New one, 1 second. Let me turn this on for this off now. So, where is that model number?
See, under the base set.
In the box it was saying, but over here it's showing nothing. In the box, okay, 1 second, you need an on the phone it's nothing is written, but one second, I have to handset. Okay, it is showing double SE 45 plus 1.
SSE 45 plus 1.
Double S for Sam.
Yeah, okay. Let me see if I can check further. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll come back to you, ma'am. Let's see if I can find something.
Okay.